Hey y'all, and welcome back to Surviving Me. This episode is a little different because it's more of an offering than me telling another side of my story. It's a moment of pause, reflection, and respect for Pride Month. As we all know, June is Pride Month, and baby, we are here for it because we love all walks of life over here. I love all walks of life. I love people in general. I think humans are very unique individuals in itself. It's just a very complex species. I'm sorry I'm calling y'all a species, but I mean, come on. It is what it is. Let me be clear. I'm not a part of the LGBTQ plus community. So this isn't my lived experience, but I have people I love who are part of this community, and their journeys, their healing, and their joy matters to me. That's why I'm holding space today, because I believe in allyship. That's more than just performative. I believe in healing spaces that hold all of us, no matter what walk of life you are from, especially those who have had to fight just to feel safe in their own skin. Come on, y'all. Like, let me stop for a minute, because can y'all really stop and put yourself in somebody else's shoes and think about how hard it would have to be to wake up and not be true to yourself because you're afraid of being judged, or you're afraid of being disowned, or you're afraid of not being accepted. I couldn't imagine waking up every day and feeling like, here we go again. Let me put on this fake ass smile. Like, you know, like, to wake up every day like that and all day, it's crazy. Like, even like having to pretend around like your family or people that you care about because you truly don't even know if they may accept you. That is crazy. Like, I feel like if more people looked at it from that standpoint, then you will understand why they fight so hard to be a community in the Pride community. We all know our Pride people, they stand up, okay? They stand up and they stick up for those in that community. And I am here for it, and I love that, okay? You cannot mess with the LGBTQ plus community, okay? You cannot. They will cancel you. Don't play with it. So, if more people looked at it from the standpoint I just said, like people having to wake up some days before they're out and proud. Shout out to the people who are out and proud. I see you. I love you. Keeping you. Besides the people that's out and proud, there are some people who are still not, don't feel comfortable enough or feel safe enough to be out and proud. And to those, I couldn't imagine walking in your shoes every day. And I hope that eventually you feel safe and seen enough to be your true self. Today, I'm using this mic to say this. You matter, you are seen, and this space was made to hold your story, even when the world tries to shrink it. Pride is often celebrated with parades, flags, and love. I'm here for all of it. And all of that is so beautiful. But we can't forget that Pride started as a protest. It came from resistance, from Black and brown queer people standing up, speaking out, and demanding to be treated with dignity. That fight still exists, and we all know it does. Not even just in the LGBTQ plus community. And outside that community too, that still exists. So there's more visibility today, but there's also legislation, rhetoric, and harm that still tells people you don't belong, and that is not okay. So if Pride feels complicated for you, if it's joyful and heavy, freeing and still painful, just know your experience is valid. You don't have to explain your identity to deserve respect. You don't have to justify who you are to be worthy of safety, love, and community. Your existence is not up for debate. And don't ever let nobody ever make you feel like it is. You deserve to be here just like everybody else deserves to be here. Because at the end of the day, no matter who you love, we are all human. That's why I never met it. Hold on. Let me pause my little motivational speech and let's get into the real. Because if we being real, I don't understand homophobic people. I truly don't get it, because y'all basically being mad at somebody for loving who they love. How much sense does they make? Who they choose to sleep with is none of your business. Just like who you choose to sleep with and sling and put it in and out of people is nobody's business but yours, because at the end of the day, that's your private parts. You can do whatever you want with it. So why is it not the same respect and notion when it comes to dealing with the pride community? I don't understand that. Y'all being mad at people for loving who they love, regardless, that's not nobody's business. First of all, us as humans should want everybody to feel love, whether that's with another man, whether that's with another female or not. It does not matter. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And if more people looked at it as in a sense of it does not matter, then it wouldn't be no need for the divide. It wouldn't be no need for the divide, because we're all human and we all gonna die. Yeah, I know that took a left turn real fast. Yeah, I know, but that's the reality of it. We're gonna die, every single one of us, no matter what race, no matter what color, no matter what gender identity you identify, no matter what sexuality you have, you're gonna die. So why not just live the life you want to live, baby? This thing here called life is hard already, and this thing here called life is really not that long. So, baby, do not waste not being your true self on people who don't matter. That part. Like I said, your existence is not up for debate. Your truth does not require permission, and your story is powerful, whether it's whispered, whether it's shouted, or whether it's still unfolding. Now, I can't speak from personal experience, but I do know that many in the LGBTQ plus community, healing often means recovering from being labeled as others or them people over there. Like just being like a separate species or something when we're all just human. It doesn't make sense. Anyway, and it goes from being told who they're allowed to be, from faith spaces that didn't feel safe, from families that didn't know how to love them in their fullness, from systems that tried to erase them. If you ever felt like surviving meant hiding parts of who you are, this episode is for you. And this space holds you. And this is a reminder. You don't have the strength to stay safe. You don't have to silence yourself to be loved. And you don't have to be anyone other than who you are to be worthy. And to anyone still figuring it out, questioning, hiding, healing in silence, please hear this. You are not late, you are not broken, and you are not alone. Your identity doesn't have to be loud to be real. Your journey doesn't have to match anyone else's to be valid. Whether you're out and proud or quietly becoming, you're still whole. And this month and every month, I hope you find moments where it feels safe to be seen, even if it's just by yourself. So to jump into the letter to yourself, that's what we're going to call these. We're going to start calling these letter. To jump into the letter to yourself, to the person listening, whoever questioned their worth because of who they are or who they love, you are sacred. You are powerful. Yeah, you are the masterpiece, okay? Not in spite of your identity, but because of it. You're a masterpiece just because you're you. Keep surviving. Keep blooming. And when the world tells you to quiet down, look them people in their face and say, hell no. One more time. Hell no. I hope you keep choosing to live out loud in whatever way feels true for you. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who may need to hear it. Follow the podcast, leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe on Substack for the weekly glow letter, where I go even deeper into healing, reflection, and truth. And as always, no matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it. Keep growing through it. Keep glowing through it. Because this is Surviving Me, where healing gets honest and every voice deserves space. All right, y'all. See you next episode. Battle the silence. I've wrestled the shame. Faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure. It's deeper than time.
I'm surviving these.